This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Leckie and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Chris, do you know an Ultra Dad?
Yeah, of course. Pat Black.
Pat Black, Mustafa, Ultra Dads. Next weekend is Father's Day, and Michelob Ultra and ESPN Chicago are celebrating dads. Head to ultradads.com where you can register daily, not just once. You can register every day for the chance to win Father's Day prizes. Also, check out the list of restaurants and taverns serving Michelob Ultra Father's Day specials. Go to ultradads.com to support our friends keeping their restaurants and bars open during the pandemic and take advantage of Father's Day specials for dads. Michelob Ultra has only 95 calories and only 2.6 carbs. I know. Listen, beaches are opening back up. You got to get that Speedo body in right. Remember to go to ultradads.com every day between now and Father's Day. And as always, please drink responsibly.
Always a shout out to Mick Ultra because being a runner at the end of races, that's like always the beer that's sponsoring races.
Because only 95 calories.
Yeah, why not?
And after you run a marathon. Yeah, absolutely. After you run a marathon, like anything will get you there, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like after you're dehydrated and you haven't eaten anything and you've run 13.1 miles or 3 miles, whatever it is.
Love it.
Anything will get you there.
Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We have been doing a podcast series called NBA Backstory, and we take one segment of the show and we feature a specific storyline, a highlight, a player in the past, and something going on in NBA history. Today's NBA Backstory, we are going to focus in on Vince Carter. And really, the point of this backstory is really to look at his career and kind of appreciate what we saw from Vince Carter as the young Raptor, and then kind of what we've seen from Vince Carter changing his game in the last 10 years to be a solid role player. He's one of those superstars who was at the very height of his powers and then decided, I want to hang around the league some more, and continued to develop different parts of his game, a three-point shot from the corner, defensive abilities on the perimeter, all these different things to be one of the best teammates ever. And not only that, he's played in the league for 20 years, going from 1999 all the way to 2020, mm-hmm. when we saw his last game with the Hawks, kind of as the pandemic was hitting us in early March. So Vince Carter is the focus on our NBA backstory today.
One of my favorite things when we go to Basketball Reference and you're looking up these guys, and like, he obviously, you said he played, you know, he's played for 22 years, and his season was abruptly ended, and what we thought wasn't going to be his last game was his last game. But his nicknames, obviously Vinsanity, Air Canada, Half Man, Half Amazing, Sunshine. Sunshine.
I think my favorite one is the Half Man, Half Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, and the one thing that the highlight that I always picture is that alley-oop that was thrown from like center court. They were wearing the old Raptor uniforms, mm-hmm. where it was the purple on the front, black on the back. And he like flew to the basket one-handed, caught it in air behind his head and just threw it down. And it was just unbelievable
to
see.
The dunk contest. Everybody knows the dunk contest. Yep. That's all you got to say with Vince Carter. Everybody knows the dunk contest, and arguably the best series of dunks in any dunk contest ever. He was awesome.
So Vince Carter in 2000, the NBA dunk contest, the All-Star weekend, was in Oakland, California. The Golden State Warriors were the host team. Here's Vince Carter, his first dunk in the dunk contest in the year 2000.
Here is the man that this crowd wants to see. Vince Carter, who had told Kenny Smith that he has four dunks that no one has ever seen. All right, here is Vince Carter with his first shot.
Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's go home.
Hey, that is a reverse 360 going against the grain. That is unbelievable.
This building just exploded, and perfect on the scoreboard.
So not only when you think about that dunk, the 360, but then the windmill on the back end going against the body, putting it in, probably the coolest dunk I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when it happened, it was like, I've never seen anything that cool.
It was one of those moments where the slow-mo, it still didn't do it justice just because of how cool it was. Like, every angle that they showed, he was right, go home. Like, you're not going to get better than that.
And then the reaction from the players watching, you'll always see the cutaway of Shaquille O'Neal being like,
with his camcorder?
Like he knew he just saw something incredible. Yeah. He continued his third dunk that night.
This the finale on the first round for Vince Carter. A spectacular show on this first round.
That was the alley-oop through the leg slam.
Yeah.
And that was the end of
that's
the first
the one,
round?
He sky points right at the end of that, and he does the... Yeah. That's the where you get the it's over gift from.
Yeah, and it's... That's the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Like, the contestants and the judges were calling it then. They still have more to do. Vince Carter already won the evening.
Yeah, I'm watching the replay of it right now, and there's still like a minute and a half left of his dunks on the video, and
it's
like there's like it's done. It's done. The arena's emptying, it's over.
There's something else dunk wise for Vince Carter that stands out in time. If you go to the Sydney Olympics in 2000, so that following summer after the dunk contest that took place in February, the dunk of death is the name of the dunk. This is what it sounded like on NBC in the Sydney Olympics for Team USA.
Payton setting it up. Vice comes out to bump him a bit, slow him down, which he did, but Payton still goes right at it, misfires. Bonato gets with a sloppy pass. Carter inside.
Woo!
And the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Now you see why Frederick Weiss is going to go play in Greece. He didn't want to see that on a nightly basis. My goodness, he was shot out of a rocket.
Airborne for Carter, and the lead is up to 17. You know, this crowd, as we saw Shavis fires, went down nicely by Julian. Ball knocked that amount. This crowd likes to root against the United States because the overwhelming favorite, but they love when this stuff happens.
That's why I said, now a smile and the energy and the crowd, eat out of the palm of your hand. I mean, they just want to love Vince Carter here. This guy has so much talent. Just look at this spectacular takeoff. He jumped over his head. I mean, Frederick Weiss, you got to know, man, a guy's coming to do that. You got to take a bow.
That's like something
watch
that
this.
Was set up in a slam dunk contest.
Look at this. He scissored over his head. It's almost like, where did he go? My goodness gracious. Vince Carter, slam dunk champ. And more importantly that, a guy who now is becoming a great all-round player. The great steal.
Wow.
Kicking the legs, the fist. Oh, man.
And you could hear the fans. Did you hear the fans when they showed it in the arena afterwards? Mm-hmm. That's the iconic dunk where he jumps over the 7-foot dude in the game. I mean, incredible highlight.
And he's now scissored over his head.
But
he scissored over his head.
Frederick Weiss is now a tobacconist.
He scissored over his head.
He owns a tobacco store
in Europe.
So, I'm surprised they didn't mention it. He's 7'2".
He scissored over his head.
And Vince Carter scissored over his head.
He scissored over his head.
Right, yeah.
He scissored over his head.
One final highlight that I think we'll all kind of point to with Vince Carter and his career. Of the many things we will look back at with the pandemic of COVID-19, when the NBA shut down, the Atlanta Hawks were playing the New York Knicks. Vince Carter is on the Atlanta Hawks, and the crowd in Atlanta and the players in the game all wanted to get Vince out there for one final basket because who knows what would take place to end the season. And it ended up being that the Hawks will no longer play in this final NBA part of the season that they're going to try and conduct. And I think this is a moment that I'm always going to remember with Vince Carter when we look back at his career. Here's the night that basketball shut down because of COVID-19.
Three,
Free throw is good. The news that we'll be talking more about in Hawk Live postgame is the fact that the end. Vince is getting ready to check back in so the fans get their wish. But the news is that the NBA has announced tonight that it has suspended its season until further notice. Now, we'll have more details coming up in Hawks Live postgame. So Vince gets back in, and, hey, who knows what's going to happen. But if there's no more basketball for a while after tonight, Vince is going to go out on the floor. Free throw is good. 136 to 128. They're going to give it to Vince. He's going to take a three and hit it. Even the Knicks are applauding. New York dribbles out the final seconds. Vince Carter leaves the floor a hero. Nailing the three-pointer, hugs all the way around, and the Knicks have the victory, 136 to 131.
So Vince Carter hits his final shot in the NBA. I think that's pretty cool.
And if you want to know what empty arenas will sound like, it is that, because there's like five people. I'm watching it. There's like five people left in the arena that are chanting, "We want Vince, we want Vince." And then he goes in, hits the shot. You can hear the echo of the announcer because there's nobody in the arena.
There's a lot of things at work in that game. Not only you have two teams not playing for anything, they also have the worry of many leaving arenas because of COVID-19. So Vince Carter, eight-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA player, the 1999 Rookie of the Year. He won the Slam Dunk Contest. In 2000, our NBA backstory for today, Vince Carter.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.